she says, Lindsay says, that because her name is Lindsay and she's so famous as Lindsay, that they were referring to her. And because she's she drank, I guess, and has some.
Right.
Do you think there's any validity to her argument?
I think that if people are putting out there that milk is her problem, she should probably embrace that. I think that's a net gain for her reputation.
But she's not Cher or Madonna. No. I mean,
the suit claims that she's a one-name celebrity. But, you know, clearly she isn't. And also, there's a question of who filed the suit, because the blogs have been talking about the fact that the lawyer who filed the suit actually works for her father, you know, who we know she has a famously rocky relationship with, and they're barely talking most of the
time.
Who filed the suit? Was it actually Lindsay, or was it her dad looking for the money?
You know, I'm suing the Rolling Stones for the song Angie. That's it.
Enjoy to the world. What about
Mick Jagger, show me the money.
What do you think about this, Rachel?
Well, I think it's interesting. I think for her, if she had just let it go, no one would have really thought that she was tied to this ad campaign.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe this is another way to get attention.
Oh, you think she wants attention?
I know, shockingly.
It's shocking.
I just think it's that thing, if you really want something to go away, you let it go. And you don't add fuel to the fire, because you just keep it alive when you do that.
What do you think? Do you think she should pay the girl? They should pay her something?
No, absolutely not. I mean, there's a whole story about how the ad was made. There was a reporter actually on set writing a story for Esquire magazine about the making of the ad. And it was conceived as an ad for someone called Deborah. They changed the name at the last minute. And this is all documented. So
an early version of the script that they had revealed the name of the baby was originally Deborah. Mm. So they had no intention of really dissing Lindsay. But you know what? I feel like Lindsay and Milkaholic, if you check the tabloids, there was a lot of scuttlebutt about her drinking and acting crazy. It's not that big a stretch to me.
Listen, the white line on Lindsay's upper lip is not Got Milk ad.
Oh, baby.